When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tiki's going to find this fascinating. Sean will roll his eyes, Loogie will fall asleep, and I think half the audience will now have something to tell their family members when they're hanging out over the weekend. If the following 4 things happen, and I don't think they're that crazy, we are going to have something in the NFL that has not happened since the 1970 merger, okay?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
No.
You're right. Are you going to use this on your broadcast? Now, it starts with the Chargers winning tonight. So I admit, it could be blown up this evening.
The San Diego Chargers of Los Angeles?
Correct. Okay. That's how I call them now. If the Chargers beat the Broncos, reasonable.
Uh-huh.
If the Titans beat the Colts, a little bit of an upset, but could happen. If the Niners beat the Dolphins and the Browns beat the Bengals. If all of that happens, every single AFC playoff spot will be locked up, period. It's over.
Wow, before with 2 weeks to go.
Never happened.
Wow.
There has never been a conference with every playoff spot locked up with 2 weeks to go. And the NFL, since the merger, because you never want to go before that because it's just different, less teams, all that. It's never happened. And there are 7 playoff teams, not 6, not 5. There's more, which I think makes it even more uncommon to have happen. But we would actually have 2 weeks. Now, granted, there are seeds on the line, and of course that means something.
Yeah.
You know, Buffalo could still be the #1 seed, things like that. But if those 4 things happen for the first time in the history of this sport, at least since the merger, it'll all be over with 2 weeks to play. Is that not crazy?
Yeah, well, it's kind of exactly what the NFL didn't want. Because they expanded the postseason so that everybody would be in it.
Right.
At least in theory, not everybody.
Everyone would have a chance to be in it.
Well, you know, there's going to be some teams that stink, and they're going to have 5 wins at this point of the year, and they're not in the conversation. But when you go to 7 games, you want even the bottom teams in the conference to be competing for something.
Right.
Hey, we still have a shot. We're mathematically not eliminated. But there's already been this happened 2 weeks ago. There's a bunch of teams that were eliminated 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
And I've had this feeling all year, and I kind of been transparent. I thought maybe it was slanted that I'm a Giant fan, and this is how bad the year's been. But I feel like this has been the most boring NFL season I can remember in the last 20 years.
Yeah, because there's so many teams that are just bad.
Yeah, there's so many bad teams. And there's, to that point, there's no drama. Like, I think basically outside of the NFC West, you basically know everybody that's going.
I think that the NFL, for one of the first times in my life, and we still love it, it still gets massive ratings, so this is not a problem.
Right.
This is the closest the NFL has ever felt to the NBA.
Yeah.
And that just get me to the playoffs.
Right.
That's
interesting.
You know who's good. You know the teams are loaded, and you're like, yeah, can you get me to that Buffalo-Kansas City playoff game? Can you get me to Philadelphia-Detroit? And obviously, there may be upsets along the way, but it feels like there's a disparity that makes it like, let's just get to the playoffs.
And you know what it is? It's the teams that have the star quarterback. Or really, let's look at the downside, the negative side. It's a team that you know have a quarterback issue.
Right.
Raiders have a quarterback issue. Giants have a quarterback issue. New England has a young quarterback, and this is a bad roster. Cleveland has a quarterback issue. Tennessee has a quarterback issue.
Only one AFC
Jacksonville
team.
Jacksonville has a quarterback. I'm just saying, you go through all the teams, and you're like, I have no idea if that guy who's starting this game this weekend is going to be their quarterback next year.
To further your point, because you're spot on in the AFC, of all the teams missing the playoffs, They all have questions at quarterback except for one, the Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah. That's it. Everyone else, you're right about. Like, there's a either question or they've got a young player, like in the case of New England with Drake May. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's certainly a line of demarcation, but it has created what has been, I agree with you, a rather boring NFL regular season. But here's the good news. It sets up an epic postseason because I cannot wait to watch some of this.
Well, yeah, but you also, the only thing that I worry about, not worry about because I don't really care, my team's not in it, but you could get some bad playoff games.
You could.
Because there's teams, and I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs have had 10 one-score games.
Right.
And they've won all of them. All of them. At some point when they're playing the better teams, now they've won one-score games against good teams like Buffalo, but at some point, it's going to come to roost.
Well, let me ask you a hypothetical. Right now, season ends today. Here are your AFC playoff matchups. Tell me if it's a good game or a bad game. In fact, we could borrow something from the great Al Dukes and Jerry Recco. Is this a cool game or a non-cool game? By the way, more on Al and Jerry later because they had a great debate about Tiki Barber earlier today.
Lovely.
And I can't wait to play it for you.
Lovely.
That's good. You'll like it.
I imagine it is.
Trust me. You're not going to be like, shut up. You'll be like, oh, okay. All right. Chargers-Bills. Is that appealing? Or are the Bills going to kill him?
Well, I mean, the Buccaneers just destroyed the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Bills are going to kill him.
So that's a bad game to you?
I mean, it's a good game because of the quarterbacks, and you never know. And I think that's actually a good game.
Okay. Steelers-Broncos. The Russell Wilson returns game. Who thought of that?
Interestingly, that's a good game, too.
And then Texans-Ravens. That's not bad.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the Texans are playing above themselves.
Okay.
Their offensive line is so incredibly bad, and it's masked because they're winning their division
right
by three games.
So the Ravens will kill them.
I think they'll destroy them.
There's your one done. Now, NFC, right now, if it ends today, by the way, this one is my favorite one. The Washington Commanders against the Philadelphia Eagles. What up?
Well, I mean, it's a division game.
I love that.
So it's definitely a good game.
That's a great game.
We actually get that this weekend.
Yeah. And that would be the in-line playoff matchup. All right. Green Bay Packers against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Good game.
Good game.
Yeah.
And then finally, the LA Rams against the Minnesota Vikings.
I don't know. That's a maybe game for me. I don't know about the Rams.
All I know is all those playoff matchups, I'm getting excited. Yeah. Like I'm good with all of them.
What game screams Saturday 4:30?
I'm not saying that they're bad, Matt. They're bad teams. I'm saying a lot of these teams are smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. I get you.
So I can look at it on paper and say, oh, yeah, that's a good matchup. But you could get just like a dud.
Yeah. I think the Saturday 4:30 one, it's not obvious, but maybe the Texans against the Ravens probably. Yeah.
Lamar still a draw. I think the Bronco-Steeler game.
No, it's the Steelers. You're dead wrong. Steelers. Steelers are a big draw. That's America's team.
Right.
It's not the Cowboys. It's the Steelers.
And you're also given, you have to start acknowledging Sean Payton.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know what?
You have to.
Evan's right, though. The Texans, Saturday 4:30. That's basically the Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
It's like a tradition. You're right. Mm. All I know is, yes, this has been a Dudley. I'm thinking of my dog. Yeah. I was going to say dud. A dud of a regular season.
Yeah.
The playoffs are going to be freaking awesome.
By the way,
I have a Christmas assignment for everybody. Mm. You like Christmas assignments?
No, we don't. No, we don't.
You'd be a horrible teacher.
And by the way, I found out why you guys have not got my Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Tracy didn't send them.
She's waiting.
No, she's not sending them.
Oh, she aborted the mission this year?
Aborted the mission.
Oh, okay. So good.
I'll bring them in for you.
Wait, she still made them, but she's not sending them?
Yeah.
Handing
them out.
Doesn't trust the postal service. I don't blame her.
No, she just doesn't want to send them. So I was like, if I see you and I'll give it to you. If not, sorry.
Well, this is an interesting case today. I was going to give her a lot of credit because you know what? Screw the man, right? Like, you don't want to send him out, don't send him out. But to have a maid and not send him out. Yeah. It's halfway there.
It's a handout situation.
She just got busy and it was just like, I don't feel like going to the, because there's a bunch of them.
You know what? Tracy sounds a lot like the Giants offense the first half of the year. We can get to the 20. We're not getting the end zone.
All right.
Do you want to hear the Christmas assignment? By the way, the Christmas assignment is so that you're prepared when the new year starts.
Do you think
that's all I'm saying?
Do you think that this show, none of us are gonna be prepared?
Some of you. Some of you may not. By the way, it's a fun assignment. It's actually something to debate with your family and friends. I call it rank the root. Do you know what that means? No. Rank the root.
Rank the root.
Rank the root. You're going to take the 14 playoff teams in the AFC and the NFC, the expected playoff teams, and you're going to rank who you're rooting for the most, 1 through 14. So a lot of that's easy. Like for you, the Eagles are 14th. That's easy.
You're definitely
dead set against them. But you rank the route. And I can't ask you that now because you do it off the top of your head. It's not a good list. It's just
Chiefs
not
are one.
Okay.
Really?
I didn't ask you for the list card.
Oh, yeah. I want the three-peat.
Yeah.
You're ruining a conversation for... What are you doing?
Oh, because it just shows you, Evan, we're prepared.
Yeah, we're prepared. You don't need this for...
You're not prepared. You're going to give spurts of it. You got to have it 1 through 14 ready to go.
It's funny because it's like all personal reasons.
Of course it is.
Because when I put Tampa on the list, I'd be like, oh, it's because it's Rondé. And Baker Mayfield's the man. Well, how about Jordan Love? Yeah, he's going to marry my teammate's daughter.
What?
Of course. I told you this.
Jordan Love's marrying your teammate's daughter?
Yeah, Ron Stone's daughter is
you know
is
what? Yeah, you're right. You're right.
To Jordan Love.
So that makes Veronica. You root for the Green Bay Packers?
I like Veronica, and I like Ron Stone.
No, you're very...
I've known her since he was a kid.
Do you think if you're a man and your last name's Love, there's more expected out of you in a romantic relationship?
That's a very good question. And your first name's Jordan, like the goat?
That's magic right there.
Good. You're almost punished by name.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good, good point.
Very. That's probably the best point you've made in the last 6 months. Good for you.
Now what is going on the last couple of days? Everyone's taking runs.
What's your name?
Work on your rank the route now, please. Thank you.
But hold on a second.
Write that whole thing down.
You're giving us homework.
No, I want to go to calls now.
You're giving us homework over the Christmas break or holiday break?
You don't have to do it. We don't care about your opinion on it. I'm just kidding.
How about people just go away for a couple of days?
Honestly, I could do it in 20 minutes.
Yeah, you could do it in 20 minutes if you like. Look, some people's homework assignment, they think about it. They take pride in it. Some people are just like, I already know it. I don't need it.
And
if you don't want to do it, if you guys don't want to do it, it's fine. Whoever wants to do it, we'll do it. If you don't, you don't do it.
We'll do it. Loogie's got to take some time off the David Lee podcast to do it, but he'll get it done.
The question I have for Tommy is, if I come across something on December 27th that I will eventually want to bring up on the radio to you, and I send audio, should I wait to send the audio till January 2nd, or can I just send it right away just so it's there?
You can, but just know when you send it to me on the 27th, I am cursing you under my breath.
But why are you cursing me? All you got to do is just have it in your text messages and then it
because
goes away.
Because my feeling is like, and I never do, I don't think, but I might forget about it by January 2nd. Might get lost in the shuffle if
then
you
I
and
won't
I
send it.
Text
send
about
it.
Something else.
Then I will send it. Well, we're not going to text about something else.
We might. How do you know? Well, what am I to you? Just an audio thing person that you just send audio to?
It's the opposite. What am I to you? You never text us when we're away.
Because I believe in separation.
No, so that's my point. You can go give all your reasons. We're not texting because you won't text us, so you don't have to worry about it. I'll wait till January 1st, like on New Year's Day, when I'm like
January
waking
2nd.
Up.
And if there's something you need to say, you say it to all of us anyways.
Of course.
Exactly.
Just put it in the group.
We're family.
There would never be a personal message to Tommy anyway.
Right.
Should we stop talking to each other?
We won't, though.
On the 24th on, nothing in our chat at all?
Guarantee there'll be messages.
Yeah,
definitely will be.
Guarantee. And it may not be me, but it's definitely going to be you. In fact, if I was ranking the likelihood of who texts, Loogie's out. I would say Sean is number one, and I think me and Tiki are, like, tied.
Mm-hmm. You're probably right. I'm a chatterbox. I like talking, but also I like you guys. So.
Do you want to take a break? Is that what you're asking?
I didn't know if that was good for our mental health as a show.
Mm. Nah, because it's, like, once in a while. It's not like we're going to text every 5 minutes. It's just like, oh,
I
saw this.
Why do you want to take a break? Do you not love us anymore?
No, I didn't say. First of all, he's been snippy at me all week. Second of all.
I'm snippy, but I love you.
That's because he's leaving tomorrow or 2 days.
Yeah,
now.
He's emptying the holster.
That's exactly right.
He's out until the new year.
Yeah. I love how annoyed they get whenever I say, you have a homework assignment.
No, but you know what, though? I think you got to know us a little bit better. When I had homework assignments in school, I would either copy someone's homework day of or I'd do the homework the night before. Right. I would never do homework 2 weeks before.
Know,
that's
but...
your fault, Evan. You should have phrased it differently.
Oh, how should I phrase it?
On January got a holiday project for you.
Okay.
No. You say on January 2nd, come up with the list when we're back at work.
No, but you don't like... See, I guess this is the difference.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. You're you. You can be whoever you want. I'm going to get some downtime during the holidays. Mm-hmm. Like, my kids are going to be playing with their cousins. My wife's watching a movie, and we're relaxing. And believe it or not, and I'm not saying this is a good thing, one of the things I like to do when relaxing is think about the show. And I probably shouldn't. I admit that. Like, I'm not saying you should. You can get away from it. And so sometimes, like, my best ideas, like, I'll give you a great example. Can you pull up Lou Gehrig Debate Series theme song for me, please?
I can. Give me one moment.
All right. I'll never forget this, Teague. I am on vacation. That's when the Lou Gehrig Debate Series idea came to me, and me and my nephew played with the AI until we came up with this. So this occurred while on vacation. And I am not telling you should do that, or Sean should do that, or anyone should do that, but that's how
That's how I work.
Dude, we vacation differently.
That's fine.
I got to get blackout drunk, urinate my pants, and then wake up and start all over again the next day.
I'm writing AI songs with my 10-year-old nephew. That's how I roll.
Totally cool.
And expect a lot of that, by the way, on January 2nd from me and my nephews and nieces. It's going to be a fun time.